For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
I'm Dan Soder.
And I'm Big J. Okerson, and welcome to the Bonfire Podcast. You can hear our full show every day on SiriusXM.
Go to SiriusXM.com/bonfire for a special offer.
And now, the Bonfire with Big J. Okerson and Dan Soder.
That's right. It's Significant Other's Day on the Bonfire.
Do you remember the zombie movie, My Boyfriend's Back?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
That always makes the song immediately.
That's what makes you think of?
Yeah, not even the song. That specific movie.
Well, Significant Other's Day here. It's Big Jokeson, of course. Dan Soder. Hello. Katie Nolan in studio with us.
Hello, hello.
And my boyfriend now.
Yes.
Everybody to the world. My significant other, Josh Heder Myers.
It's official?
It's official.
What's
We're
up,
together.
Brother?
We're together, dude.
Oh, man.
Dude. Josh, you got to stop saying things like what's up, brother? You go on it too much. Can I tell you something?
What?
You're coming over tonight, you said, to watch TV.
I'm very excited.
I'm going to bag your phone.
That's fine, dude.
Like
no,
a Chappelle
today
show.
Today was great because Instagram and Facebook and everything went down, and I was like, fuck, I feel so good.
You don't.
I bet you didn't
want
even
to
know
do
that.
It.
No.
Did you even know that all those sites went down today?
Only knew it because...
People told me is how I found out.
The person that was in helping with my blinds, I had to like...
I haven't
reach
looked
out
at
to.
Haven't looked at Instagram once. Never thought to look at it.
Thought it was just my phone though. It's good to know it was the whole website.
It's the whole. It's pretty bad. I think there's something going down. We don't
really?
Know. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
probably.
Is Zuckerberg just in his gel right now with the wire in the back of his head?
His THX-4000.
plug me into the mainframe.
Mark, you don't know what's going to happen.
I do know.
Yeah, bros. We pretty much went and saw an epic concert on our week off.
We did.
We drove out to Jones Beach. We checked out.
Thank God, by the way. We were always going to go to this concert, but when we were working, we were like, we're probably going to miss Stained.
Yeah.
We'll make it for Korn. Maybe the last few songs of Stained, which I said, it's fine. It's, they're going to backload their hits anyway. So I'm like, that'll be fine. But we got to get there when they got on.
Dude, we could have like hung out in the parking lot and drank. That's how early we got there.
Yeah.
Like we were there. We saw all the people. And by the way, as soon as we got there, somebody shouted out from afar, Big J. Okerson, I love your shit.
A lot of that.
What Jay said, and he said it at the concert. He goes, outside of my own shows, this will be the place I am the most recognized. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, we all have our spheres. When Jay is at a Korn concert, when I was at AEW,
yes,
got a lot of
and
Danny
I just
Soaps.
Like to stand close to it and absorb some of the heat. I'm just like, ooh, you're a bright sun. Everybody's staring at you.
But immediately, not just the first guy that said it, he was wearing a Skank shirt. Like this dude had the full on. He had fucking he had Big J gloves on. He had official hair dye. One side of his head dyed.
He's like, you hold on, dude. I got to sit down. I'm fucking freaking out. Like, I'm spinning.
He immediately pointed out what was wrong with me that made me not. Hot. He's a big fan.
He goes, do you always walk with that slight limp? He's like, what?
He's like, I got a scarf on my side just like you, bro. Yeah,
bro, dude, I don't mean to do this. Can you sign my chain?
Yeah, this is my wallet chain official, Skanks wallet chain.
I don't know when this became a Smash Me session. But, okay. Okay. No, maybe we should have sat this different. Everyone's saying, ugly. I feel like that kid in the wall.
No, but we got out there and we all got to meet up before the show. and then walk in, and it was all of us and Jay's daughter, Isabella, and we...
Who, by the way, is awesome. What a sweetheart she is. Oh, I like her so great. Much.
She's also got your exact skill of being hilarious and shitting on other people in a way that's very unique, which I thoroughly enjoyed sitting next to her several times during the concert, which she would just call something out. I'm like, damn, you're Jay's daughter. You're like, you fucking nailed that. Well, we walked in, and the band that was on stage was... The Stained. And we walked in on Stained, and we were sitting there.
Wait, remember when we walked in, and your energy got a little weird, and so did mine, and you looked over, and you were like, some of these people are dangerous. There was this girl that just looked like she wanted to fight me.
Yes.
And I don't know why. And that's a lot of my high school experience. It's very triggering.
Because you and Dan look like narcs.
I didn't know what to wear to Corn, because back in the day, if I would have gone to Corn, I would have, like, you know, worn a little something. But this
like
time,
Jay.
I'm like, I'm 34. What am I going to do? So I just wore a hoodie, and everybody was looking at me like, that lady is...
Both of us.
With
we look
law.
Like cops.
Yeah.
We walked in.
Why do you not have a green streak in your hair?
You don't even have a nose piercing? You definitely are a pig.
I wore kind of thick eyeliner. I went dark on my eyeliner.
But we walked in, and there was a
Christine
lady.
Christine had some mesh between her titties.
Oh, yeah, that was a good look. You did that.
Yeah, we showed up unprepared. Yeah. And walking through the tunnel, there was a lady that was like, it was me, Katie, and Isabella were walking, and that lady was like, she kicked the back of my feet, and I was like, Jesus fucking Christ.
Yeah.
And then she walked by us, and all three of us laughed. We're like, that lady wants to get into a fight tonight.
She's looking for it.
She was looking for it.
And I was not.
They walked in, and I was like, damn, some of these people are coming in with some straight monster
energy. Don't you wish you could have found her?
Monster energy energy.
It was the scariest thing for me, because I'm like, if it's a woman that does it, I'm going to have to be the one who fights. Dan can't do. So what am I going to do?
Katie's just fucking Nolan Ryan and fucking...
Actually, if there was ever a concert that guys could fight girls, it's a Corn concert. Yeah, we could have...
He goes, what song was it? I go, Freak on a Leash. She goes, why don't you get out of here? He takes my hand, comes up. We just did her BMI, and you guys were a fair fight.
Yeah, this is good.
He goes, those are Warp Tour rules. You can bash with her if you want. This is Family Values Tour rules. You can fucking hit her if you want to.
So yeah, there were so many characters. Well, let's start. We fucking walk in. We take a seat. We're gonna watch the last like 7 Stained songs.
Genuinely
the hits are gonna be in
more
there.
Than enough.
Genuinely excited for Mud Shovel. Genuinely excited for. It's been a while. Genuinely excited for So Far Away. Mm-hmm.
I like that song a lot.
The hits that were in the show that he performed, it was like one after the other, like, I know this one. But we first have to say, I've never seen a lazier than that when Aaron Lewis did.
Thank you!
He was leaning on the mic stand, like, half drunk.
You can tell he's bombed.
Yeah, he got wasted as the show went on.
Dude, you weren't sitting by us, but I was like, dude, look at his squirrely-ass eyes. Because he was just hammered, but he was like...
And holding a lit cigarette. Well, here's
it's a joint.
He smokes pot.
Yeah.
Oh, he's cool now.
Ash looks like a cigarette.
What a cool dude.
No, I'm telling you, he's also, Mike's thing's always been like he's hunched over and like whimpery whining. It's his thing.
Yeah.
He was doing his thing. Musically, I think he sounded very good. His voice was still great.
He could
still belt.
He did his thing. He looks like he doesn't enjoy it.
Yes.
And he's on a mission for something completely else.
Best I could describe it, he is wedding singer energy in the movie when he gets broken up with.
100%.
But also wearing a t-shirt that said,
I was going to say, because at first it was like he's got the guitar on and we're just like, okay, this is all right. I like the song.
What's up with the mutants at table nine?
And then he takes the guitar off and he goes, all right, everybody, you know what time it is. I can't say it because I got in trouble in Philly, so I'm going to let y'all do it. And he's like, you like my shirt? And it literally says, Fauci lied. And then he doesn't, because I found out my friend Jen's friends went to the show in Philly, and like he started the fuck Biden chant.
This was what was so funny. They wanted the crowd to say fuck you Biden.
Yeah,
fuck Joe Biden.
Fuck Joe Biden. And so they had he's like, I can't say it because they'll get mad at me. So like he would making a noise with his mouth. He was like, nah, 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 nah. And then he would put the mic at, and they were doing it at the wrong time.
They would do it
while the drums were doing
it. It never took off.
And he kept being like, no,
fuck Joe Biden. Fuck Joe Biden.
And he was pointing at them and they still weren't doing it.
Watching him get frustrated.
And he got mad at them, which was
great. Him getting frustrated.
There's got to be footage. I bet there's footage.
With him drunk, YouTube. With him drunk being like,
guys, do the thing. We talked about
guys, this. Hey, Joe Biden.
Fuck Joe Biden.
Fancy life.
So that was like, that was just, first off, really funny to me that I never expected Stain to be super political. But I don't know anything about him. I guess they are.
Well, he over the years, has developed a disdain for the Democratic Party, and he became a Trumper. I read, because as he was performing, I was reading his Wikipedia page. Oh. And so he's known. Like, he's playing Sturgis next year.
Oh,
like,
cool.
This dude is friends with...
He got Fuck Joe Biden chant in Scranton, Pennsylvania, where Joe Biden's from.
Yeah, but that's where you do that kind of thing.
Yeah, do it once and drop
Scranton
it.
Because Joe Biden might be from Scranton, Delaware. but dude, this is like, once
also,
you get
imagine just having beef with like a really old, just like an old dude.
That's what I always felt when people were like, weird. When I saw young people be like, fuck John McCain, or they're like, fuck Obama. You're like, he's like the teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what's funny? You know what's hilarious? I say me and Ari were talking about this weekend. I go, like, is Joe Biden a better president, like, policy-wise and everything than Donald Trump was? I go, I don't know.
Yeah.
But I like him better because I'm back to not knowing or giving
a
shit. I just don't care.
He leaves me alone. I don't know
what any presidents have ever done besides Trump.
Dude, what if I was this hot for H.W. Bush fucking policies from 91? You're like, dude, don't get Soder getting going on.
The whole thing. It's like Dave Smith was like, he'll the one to have the facts for you. It's like,
you know what that is?
It's like, man, like Obama was great though, huh? He goes, Obama did as many like strikes and military operatives as Donald Trump. And you're like, guy could razzmatazz though, couldn't he?
Really kiss your forehead after he bombs fucking Yemen.
Razzmatazz me, dude. I don't want to know. I don't want to see how the sausage is made.
Now, I want you to look at my left hand, look at my right hand. A bunch of people are dead. You're like, this guy's fucking good.
And the quarter was in your ear.
They're all fucking us, but just the thing about,
I want to be kissed.
Trump just he let you know he was fucking you.
Oh, he pushed your
attitude and everything.
Yeah, he pushed your head in the pillow. Yeah, he's like, you're a fucking. You're like, all right, dude, I can't breathe.
Yeah, they're all fucking in the ass. But just Obama used lube.
Doesn't even matter. So, but
fuck
so
the politics Joe of Biden, it. It's just funny.
The fact that he's getting this thing, and we're like, oh man, well, I guess we're in Long Island, huh? Because this crowd couldn't have more willingly, and excitedly started a fuck Joe Biden shirt
and a USA chant.
Well, that's where a little conspiracy Dan comes speaking out.
I forgot you were on this corner. You were like, that's pumped in. That's not real.
Soder's in the comedy QAnon. Like, he if there's a conspiracy in comedy.
There's levels and levels. You think Brian Regan walks around with this much money? Check the receipts. You got it going. But as someone that twice a year plays the Seattle Seahawks, and it's been known to pump in a little
allegedly,
bit.
Allegedly.
That's not, a
little it's been known about other
you gain an
the
ear
Falcons
for
it.
It. Yeah, you gain dude. An yeah. ear for
Thank
it.
Thank God you don't have to smell it.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think I actually believe him because he can't smell anything. So mm-hmm. I feel like his ears must be better. And he goes, that's coming from the speaker up there.
From the PA, you could hear it. Here's the problem. There weren't that many people at Jones Beach when he started trying to get that chant, and the chant that was coming from the front was a football stadium full of people going,
true.
USA, USA. And it was like scattered people where you're like, I don't think they're all from 20 minutes ago when they couldn't get a fuck Joe Biden chant, I don't think they're nailing a USA chant out of nowhere.
I just think his brazen, like, and then he's holding his hat, says impeach Joe Biden on it and stuff. And it's just like,
it'd be funnier if he got into another country's politics.
We are all here to watch you for novelty, man.
I liked you 9 to 15 years ago.
That's what I said.
Though.
That's what I
said. Theoretically, I paid for this ticket. Why does he kept giving the finger too? I'm like, I'm. Yeah.
He was
me?
He was flipping us off, and we're like, dude, we just want to hear you be sad.
Dude, it's
just
been
do
a
the
while.
Song
just
I cried do. While I was driving to see Steph Falcone at the dance center.
Josh made me laugh the heart when we were doing, because then we started. That's why I was like, man, I can't wait till this is over so we could all meet up in the concourse out there to joke, because me and Josh to each other were just starting that when he was doing it's been a while since Maricopa County
started the recount. And it's been a while since General Flynn was awesome as fuck.
He's like, I'm down with all this shit, dude. I got a new, I'm gonna do all my songs, but all about that pizza place in DC.
Since Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene were running the Republican machine.
Dude, I bet he would fucking...
It's been a while since the pandemic happened again and again.
It's been a while since Wuhan released the virus to hurt American money.
That was fun after the concert. Just the whole time to keep singing random Stain songs. Dude, the politics.
We were doing that like for like 60% of, once he started it, it was like, Jesus, because I was sitting next to some Trumpers and they were like really getting into it. And then that girl that was in front of us.
The interpretive dancer?
I've been holding back. I'm ready to talk about her
she's the finale.
Yeah, she's the finale.
You think she's the finale?
You do have to bring up the fact, let's just mention firstly that during Stained, there was a girl in the row in front of us. She had blonde, shorter hair. It was in two braids.
Yes.
Two French braids down the side of her head, like you're going to soccer practice.
Because she knew she was going to fight. She knew she was going to party.
I would contend that it was because she knew she was going to dance.
Yes.
She was dancing to Stained. We were all like, this is embarrassing. And then when Korn started, I realized immediately, I was like, oh, she looked weird before because she's going to look cool as hell dancing to Korn.
I thought she had those two braids in case they wanted to show her face when she sucks cock on cell phone camera later. I don't know. What do I know?
That's just me.
A lot of guys won't hold the hair.
She came back with tighter braids for Korn.
Yes,
like she was ready to battle.
She redid them in the
back.
She did.
Well,
but anyway, we'll get to her at the end.
By the way, we have to tell all the campers, because we're forgetting the main thing was about who got better seats.
This is down to the wire.
Well, here's the deal, is that, you know, if everybody remembers, the stipulation was we ask our respective people, which Jay, you had the drummer Ray, right? And then
Who fucking rule.
Killed, dude.
Awesome.
But to be honest with you, the two best musicians on stage were Ra Diaz, my homie.
And a confirmed homie. Reposted?
I didn't know a single person at this concert, not anybody in the band, not anybody in the stage.
Yeah.
Don't know.
But
she thought she knew us until she saw us there.
She saw us in new light.
Katie, what about us? Like,
She goes, I thought I knew you guys.
Oh, yeah, well,
I thought I did.
You didn't have the 90-minute drive home with her looking out a window, not talking to you.
Hey, what's going on? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Let me tell you something right now. The winter is leaving and the spring is coming. There's a lot of things happening. We're going to be hanging out again. We're going to be with each other again. You know, barbecues and going to the lake. And maybe your battery's awesome. Maybe your life battery's charged. But maybe you're a little sad. Maybe you don't know what's going on. But I'll tell you right now, I need somebody to talk to on a regular basis, because I can't do this stuff myself. I can't figure it out. I get into trouble when I start doing it on my own. My best thinking has got me into a lot of trouble. So what do? I talk to somebody. I use another person to bounce stuff on, to help me with self-awareness, goals, and achievements. I get them to get me thinking on the right path so I can do the things I want to do and be the person who I really am around the people I love, especially with this summer coming up. So if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, which I love. You don't have to go in 45 minutes, find a parking spot, go upstairs, wait in a creepy room with some sound machine, and then see somebody you know walking out as you're walking in. Designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule, just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapies anytime you want for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/bonfire today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/bonfire.
Hey guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire, and of course that is Metro by T-Mobile. Listen, we all know life is full of yada yada. calling customer service and trying to sign up for a new program or plan or any kind of subscription, and you get a whole bunch of nonsense and long paperwork and contracts you can't get out of, pricier subscriptions, subscription prices going up. I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like when companies have those sneaky gotchas hidden deep in the fine print or bills that seem to keep going up for no dang reason. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have elsewhere and your seat probably reclines. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included. But listen, you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and no yada yada. Nada. Yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide right now. Guys, real quick, let's talk about one of our awesome sponsors over here at the Bonfire. And of course, that is Prize Picks, everybody. Get in on the playoff action and win up to 100 times your money on Prize Picks as you and the world's best players take the game to a new level during basketball's postseason. Prize Picks is the best way to get action on sports in more than 30 states across the country, including California, Texas, and Georgia. You can win 100 times your money on Prize Picks with as little as 4 correct picks. It's very simple. You're picking more or less than the projected stats on 2 to 6 players. If you pick right, you win. That's it. For example, Tyrese Maxey. Maybe it says he'll score 13 points tonight. If you pick more and he scores more, you win. You pick less, he scores less, you win. It's that easy. You against the numbers only. You could turn $10 into $1,000 with basketball, hockey, and college basketball entries today on Prize Picks, America's number one fantasy sports app. Download the app today and use code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. That's code BONFIRE for a first deposit match of up to $100. Pick more. Pick less. It's that easy.
1 of 5 Americans have learned a new language on their bucket list. If that's you, make 2024 the year you finally check it off that list with Babbel.
Be a better you in 2024 with Babbel, the science-backed language learning app that actually works.
Who's A?
Babbel's quick 10-minute lessons are designed by over 150 language experts to help you start speaking a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
Buenos noite, buenos aires.
Babbel's designed by real people for real conversations. Studies from Yale, Michigan State University, and others continue to prove Babbel is just better. One study found that using Babbel for 15 hours is equivalent to a full semester at college.
Non palietano molto bene.
Babbel has over 10 million subscriptions sold, and all of Babbel's 14 language courses are backed by their 20-day money-back guarantee.
Hello. Hey, you know how you say no?
Go on.
No.
Yeah, I'm going to write that down. N.
I am learning Italian off of Babbel right now.
No. Hola.
Here's a special limited time deal for listeners. Right now, you get 55% off your Babbel subscription, but only for our listeners at babbel.com/bonfire. Get 55% off at babbel.com/bonfire, spelled babbel.com/bonfire. Rules and restrictions may apply.
So what the rules were, we ask our respective dude for respective homie.
Yeah.
For 4 tickets each.
Yeah.
So
is that you doing an impersonation of yourself?
I'm doing it. Yeah.
I do it.
Here's
mine.
It.
Here's mine. Well, I don't know. Pretty good.
So I asked Ra for 4. You asked Ray for 4. And the show gets canceled. We have to postpone the day of the show. We get there. And I remember walking up to Will Call. And I was like, this is the fucking moment, man. Like, please, God, Ra, get me. I want to be on stage. Just side, like, on his fucking
face. Wanted that win. You wanted that win.
Fuck, I wanted that win, man. Because I wanted to prove home is. And guess what? You and I, literally the same fucking row, one seat between us.
One seat between, by the way, that seat became that a real seat, fucking...
Oh my God, with the braids? Is that the seat the braids guy took?
No. So Stain goes on. We get the seats. Right, so just everybody
dreadlocks
knows. Yeah, so Jay wins the contest because even though we had the same amount of tickets on the same thing and the same row and everything, you got those passes, which were useless because you couldn't go backstage anyway.
Wow.
So
wow. Were they really? Because yes. We could put it on Myrtle's harness.
Oh, corn dog.
All right. Yeah,
Jay called her a corn dog.
We also got to walk anywhere we wanted to walk around the thing, but also
how dare you call it worthless just to make yourself feel better.
Look, I won for the passes, I guess, ultimately. I was laughing about that after Josh's homie Ra reached out to me a few times since.
Guess what? I'm cool with Ray now too.
No, you're not.
No, I'm not. But here's what's funny. So
turns out Ra had to remind me. We had met already.
Is this Ra like the sun god?
Yes.
Like R-A.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's, if I'm not mistaken, he's Brazilian.
He's actually the sun god.
He's Ra. He was Ra from Stargate.
Yeah. He slaps, dude. He's fucking good.
Well, him and Ray, I maybe it's because Jonathan is like dealing with like the effects of
it's
COVID.
Not long, but it's not as long. It's,
no, I know, but.
He says dizzy.
He just calls a lead singer of Korn Jonathan.
Yeah,
that's right. Funny. Jonathan
Davis. I know. I just want to. Everyone listening is best friends with the band.
He's my close acquaintance.
Yeah, it's weird when you call him by old auntie names. Where
Jonathan.
You're like, I'm gonna
Jonathan.
Go see Limp. Frederick is the lead singer of Limp Bizkit.
Yeah. Homies, call him JD.
Ooh,
a real homie would know.
Well, you know. He's a great performer.
He is really good. Even though Jay was like, wait until you see this bagpipe stuff. And then he came out and he was like a little bit less because he's been sick.
Yeah.
And Jay was just like, it's normally more than this. It was like, it still was awesome. It was still awesome.
Literally every time I've taken Christine to see fat Marilyn Manson, I go, nah, this guy used to be amazing.
Nah, baby, he used to rip.
All charges dropped.
Hey, Dad! Dad, are you going to court later?
Or not charges dismissed. The court dismissed them all.
Oy.
So.
Oh, well, Notorious R.G.A.'s Aaron Lewis's country shows are insufferable with that shit. So country. Yeah.
He went in the country. I didn't know, but I just didn't like staying. Like, RGA. Coming back as an act, well, you know, it's like if next year if they did that thing where that we still have to go to, by the way, the Poison.
The one we said was cute.
Yeah, I go, that guy's adorable.
He's like Poison. He's like 4'8" and he's so cute, slaps, man. Yeah. Well, him and Ray, I think it's because the band has gotten maybe a little bit older and they're just a little bit not as excited. I don't know, who knows, but they do that like extended
bass drum. This is why you didn't get the passes, by the way.
No, I love Korn. I'm a corn head.
Mm-hmm.
I'm Unsado.
That's actually what
it's
we call
what
it.
Called.
We call them
called
corn
shucks.
Fries.
Cornies.
Corn pops.
Corn pops.
Colonels.
So, but Ra.
We're all colonels in the corn army.
Colonels.
Together we are the year.
We're the cobbers. But yeah, so it was, you know what it reminded me? It reminded me wanting to go see Guns N' Roses. And so Axl takes all of these breaks and just Slash
Axl
has
Rose
to go that.
For the uninitiated.
And Slash goes out there and fucking shreds for like 3 or 4 minutes to give,
Slash
to give Axl.
Have a last name?
Yeah.
Jenkins.
Saul.
Williams.
Hudson.
Slash right. Hudson.
Attaboy.
Slash Hudson.
I just like to give the people the context.
Full name. Hudson.
They're all your friends, but I don't know any of them.
So like we, you know, it was cool too because when you were texting Ray and then he goes, "Yo, Ra wants to know if Josh is sitting with y'all," and then dude, that moment when you both looked at each other and then you looked at me and you're like,
"He's your homie.
It's confirmed. It's a confirmed homie."
How'd that feel? Does that feel good?
It felt good.
Yeah.
It felt really
good.
Big shout out to Michael Kenneth Williams. Respect. R.I.P.
He didn't text you during the corn concert.
Well, he's dead.
He's
dead.
That's pretty awesome.
Wait, hold on. I'm getting a buzz from Mike. From heaven.
Uh-oh, Michael K. Williams is here. Light him up. Trish.
Trish, grab that proton pack. Time to send him back to West Baltimore.
There he is.
There he is.
Omar's coming. Omar's going. Light him up.
She goes, might as well tell Omar Trish is coming.
We came. We saw. We kicked its ass.
We kicked it through. My mom is a Ghostbuster rules.
And so they gave you 4 seats. They gave me 4 seats. We had asked this other couple to move over. Well, I got 3 because I only asked for because I asked for 2 and it got to the point of the tickets because I was like, dude, I'm only bringing 2 other people. But he still gave me 1 just in case. But then there's 4 and then there's 3 and for some reason there was this 1 seat in between us, and we were like, no one's going to give
us
seats.
We were seats 1 through 8.
Or 7.
It was like 1 through 4 and 5 through. Or 6.
It was seat 5 was the problem.
Seat 5.
No, 6 was the problem.
I have never met a dude that wanted to be in the middle between us more. He cared about.
He bought that on purpose. He picked the seat in the middle.
He's like, 6, 6, 6. It's like, it's the first 6 and 6. Like, 6, 6. So he wanted to be there.
Did he really say that?
No.
The way he looked, I believed that.
Yeah. What'd be funny if he goes, dude, what if it was the middle 6? And he just goes, dude.
Come on.
How do you know it's not the middle 6 from 666? Guy,
they're about to come on.
So, yeah. Buddy, I didn't. Today.
The lighting rig's up. Can you?
Not today, dude.
I'm about to get into it.
Dude, so I had hit my vape, and right when I was hitting my vape and letting it out, that was when the seat checker lady came by, and she's like, and I was like, oh, fuck, I'm in trouble. And she goes, hey, so there's a guy that's supposed to be sitting right here. He really wants to be there. And I was like, all right. And then, of course, this guy shows up, and his hair's kind of tied up at first, and he's wearing the mask. And then I'm like, hey, man, I'm with these people. Do you mind going right here? And he goes, yeah, not a problem. But he...
Now, keep in mind, we should explain this well. Josh has 3 tickets.
Yeah.
So after this guy's seat that he's supposed to be sitting in,
it's 3 tickets.
It's 3 tickets. So Josh has those seat of 3 area, but Josh wants to be next to us.
Right.
So he's trying to convey to this guy that if you just move to seat 7, you've got 7, 8, and 9.
Yeah.
You could dance like that lady in the front row.
Yeah.
Dude, corn starts. This guy undoes.
Wait, first, before you say corn start, could we just give it all sequential? I've never seen. They took all the time to do the thing where they put the cover over the stage, and then they raise up the light rig with the curtain so you don't see, so they could have a reveal when the stage comes. And then a little wind blew, and one came off, and you just see him like frustrated, be like, "God damn it!" They put it all there and took it all. It was a waste of 30 minutes.
So funny. Yeah. And also the couple in front of us. Shout out to the guy rocking a 2018 POD shirt.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you put a date on that. You really.
We had
come
a crew
on.
In front of us in general. We had the 50-year-old lady who's
live streaming.
Third concert, third corn show in like a week or two.
You know who that was?
Yes, you do.
That was the
a
lady.
Midget?
Next
I think she might have been a midget.
That
maybe
looked like the lady that looked like the older
evolution
version
chart.
Of the, yeah, we said it looked like an evolution chart with the young lady dancing that still had the movement, and then there were like the older women with the blonde hair.
That's
that were
what we're talking.
Those two
on.
Have been going to every show in the last 2 weeks.
And then there was the older couple, the dude rock. He had a very sunburnt, freckled neck. He was sucking down some
neck.
No, that was the guy next to him. I'm talking about all the way to the side. The guy that was sucking down the strawberry vape and then just blowing out fog. And then his wife, who throughout the Stain concert recorded the big screen and kept directing it.
Live streaming. She was live streaming on Instagram.
The screen of the concert.
Stained.
And Isabella just leans over to me and she goes, no one's watching her live stream.
Zero. There was a literal zero.
And then I tried. I was so fascinated with it. I was like, I'm going to take a picture of this lady and find her Instagram handle because I need to know more about
her. Because you're live streaming a Stained concert that is not sold out. So you're assuming there are people that couldn't get there that did want to watch Stained, which was a weird assumption. And then she stopped at Mud Shovel. She stopped live streaming at Mud Shovel. And I was
which
like, this
I would be
lady.
Furious.
She so,
if I was
like,
the one person in that room.
The song started and she was like, well, I'm not going to do this.
Which
I'm like,
maybe she just had respect for Mud Shovel.
I mean,
she goes, I'm not going to give it away.
You got to pay for this one.
Buy the ticket if you want to see Aaron scream talk through this.
Which one's Mud Shovel again?
You can't feel my pain, girl. You can't feel my pain.
The one that still slaps.
And he goes, you can't feel the father, the stupid pandemic.
You got Newt Gingrich and Kevin McCarthy.
Yeah.
So.
A plane never hit the building. It was all anxiety.
Where we go one, we go all.
We have a good people watching section set up in front of us.
Yes.
Yes.
And then Korn goes into their 3 new song chunk.
P time.
So we go. Let's go to break. I was worried when I walked that I should have done this because I thought it felt so old white lady to do. But I was going to go up to one of the seating people and be like, because we're all going. I'm going to go, we are coming right back. We're going to the bathroom and get a soda or whatever. We're coming right back. Please don't let people go in our seats. I was going to do that, and I was like, ah. But, you know, 6, 7 of us clear out of this place, and when we come back, it's to another couple who does not understand that they are in our seats and do not want to just
he did
succumb
not
to that.
Leave.
Didn't
that,
care.
That guy was like, these are my seats. And I go, dude, I got three tickets. Check out the seats. And I go, he goes, this is 14. And I go, it's six, dude. And he was like, ugh.
Josh's face has dreadlock lashes like Kunta Kinte's
so,
back.
So that was the thing. That was I was trying to say that we cut off.
the guy unfurled and then
he
whipped
unfurled,
Josh.
He unfurled. This is literally, the guy starts, and as soon as that shit hits, he is whipping me with dreadlocks.
I'm watching.
Which, to be fair, it's what you brought him for. You don't get the dreadlocks for anything other than you gotta let him fly.
But Kate, dude, there's I have
three seats.
He
can't be free here, man. Where? But you know what? That's where his soul was telling him to be.
He wanted six. Why did dreadlocks want six? I want to know who dreadlock is and why he wanted six so bad.
You know why? Don't ask questions you don't want the answer to.
I have no idea why this guy wanted six.
You don't get it.
Remember how I told you about buyout movies? We were joking around. They always have the line, "That's it." That's the song.
Yeah.
So Katie did a podcast where we had to watch The State of Play, the 2007 movie with Ben Affleck and Russell Crowe. Mm-hmm. And it's just one of those shitty thrillers where it's clearly painted
Tom
by
Tom Clancy.
Journalists that think they're cops. Yeah. Type situation they've got to investigate.
And so our new phrase I was using to annoy her, I kept going, "You don't get it, do you?"
All the time.
"This thing is so much bigger than you."
So just runs all the way up to the top.
We're just being bad. And I go, "You don't get it, do you?" This whole place is on the payroll.
We come back from this pee break.
Yeah, and there's two people in our seats that clear out. Couldn't have been politer.
Yeah,
but not
the
other my two.
The rest of them.
They were fucking
the other two,
dicks.
They're on we were our side of dreadlocks.
Yeah, and dreadlocks was fully unsheathed.
Dude, maybe
thought we were gone.
To quote the great Smith Family song, "Whip his hair back and forth."
Oh,
Smith Family. You don't even know which one it is.
No,
Willow.
I figured I'd just do the.
It'll be on the Smith Family Greatest Hits compilation album.
For sure. Yeah,
that up there with Miami and fucking Wild Wild West. So he's whipping his hair back and forth, and Josh's face looks like Gary Oldman in True Romance.
He's not enjoying
the scars.
Yeah. He looks like what the fuck was his name?
This white boy day.
What the fuck was his name?
This dude.
Drexel.
Fucking, that might be his fetish. Whipping young Jewish boys.
That is who he looked like.
Into a Drexel. Yeah, he looked like Drexel. So,
but funny thing, too, I got to say about this guy. Never took his mask off. Really is afraid. Huh. He was 100%. Maybe he's on
not that wild.
Not a Stain fan.
Not that wild.
No. Yeah. Oh, no, dude. He was there for corn. Yeah. He
knows. So
tough you are.
Yeah.
Tough you are.
Dude, well, who was a bigger corn fan? Dreads rocking or body moving?
Body moving. She had choreography.
You guys are forgetting. You're keeping someone else out of the
mix. Oh, my God. The Mexican
oil.
Zombie.
Mexican zombie dance.
Next to me. The guy next to me. That was terrifying. I could feel
I've
him
never
coming.
Seen like that.
He was standing. So I was sitting in the aisle.
I missed it the whole time.
I thought you were going to have to. I was planning
on how I was going to move her out of
there
the way.
There was a guy that was, I mean, I want to say clearly on ecstasy. It felt pretty obvious he was on drugs. And he was coming down the stairs from behind me, just kind of letting his body do what it wanted.
Yeah.
But it looked like he was going to go over. He
I'll
kept
tell
being
you,
told to move back by
was,
the people who work there.
He walked like Vincent D'Onofrio in Men in Black. Like he was like, "Do not any more corn. Sugar water. Excuse me. More corn."
You know he danced like? He danced like he danced like when a cartoon character, like a Hanna-Barbera character, gets electrocuted. And it's like, blast!
I did see a skeleton.
Yeah, exactly.
Point, at one point during fucking Freaky Unleashed, I saw a skeleton. Dude,
oh
he was
God,
doing
that's
this
so
like.
Funny.
Dude,
it was terrifying. It was predictable.
By
it was like a lot of sharp movements.
Security ended up having to be like, "Sir,
like, move back,
please."
Security also shout out to the older black woman that worked security that knew every fucking lyric of "It's Been a While," and she was walking back and forth just nailing.
There was a moment where Dan was like, "If you put your hood up, you'll look like you fit in. Just put your hood up." And then he was like, "You have to. It's like you're around zombies, and you want to convince them that you're also a zombie.
You gotta put their blood on you."
And when that lady came walking by.
like a move like that.
That lady was selling stuff, and she's like singing the lyrics as loud as possible, and I was like, looks like a zombie to me.
And she was fucking in
it. She was into it.
She's like, it's been a while.
It was awesome.
Do we have video of this guy? Because I have so much video of blonde braids. Blonde braids.
Can I see it? Because I love, I think about her often.
I will tell you, that relationship is based on her being hot and her boyfriend fighting other men at bars because she's hot.
Yeah. Well, her boyfriend's kids do not like her.
No. You think that's who Jeremy was who texted her during the thing? I'm like,
That was the lady in front of me.
Was the other lady.
And that was Anthony we've concluded is her son.
Blonde lady.
The boyfriend was filming the blonde girl.
Yeah.
Blonde girl, and dude, her boyfriend, who was it, still a freak since 2006, whatever that jacket was?
Since 94.
He had merch.
A freak since 94, which is the basketball jersey I wanted.
He was a corn fin. He looked like a
bro. What are you doing?
I didn't look at his shirt.
Dude, he was so. That him and her. See, he was. This was his. I think they
in
got.
In they all have nice eyebrows, so it's very deceiving.
They got a babysitter because they have a kid together. Both of them had the same kid on their screens.
Wow, you were straight up stalking these people.
How did not stalk?
You're getting very defensive. I was getting whipped.
You were.
Katie, you know what their kids look like? Did they consent to that?
I wish you would have been sitting where I was.
I'm glad I wasn't.
Freak on the leash.
I'm glad I wasn't.
She was next to Mexican Zombie.
I was having a blast.
I think Mexican Zombie.
Dia de los Muertos, where I was at.
Dude, I think she just opened and shut the case.
Did we all put the makeup on?
I was a sugar skull.
Because this is Thriller.
He did, at one point, did the Thriller move, walking up, but he wasn't being sarcastic.
It was like he was doing like a crazy.
It was awful.
But you're right. The couple, the corn was their thing.
Oh, God, this was lit. I'm telling you, she put her hair in braids because she knew she was going to dance.
And she did.
She was dancing for that. Dude, when they did All Day I Dream About Sex, she might have been a stripper at some point in her life.
No.
Dude, no, she had
moves.
She's not a stripper. But I'm just saying.
Had moves. I said it first. She's not a stripper.
She had moves. I thought she was going to suck her boyfriend's dick when All Day I Dream About Sex came on because she was like playing with her titties and like.
Did you ever see anybody dance before?
He's been in a strip club for fucking 6 years. I know what all stars look like.
And
also,
or maybe you're projecting.
He was starting to get ramped up too. He started thumping his chest. He was like,
He had muscles. That. He was like a big dude.
Yeah, no, I'm telling you, he's the kind of thing where like a drunk guy walks up and starts dancing with her, and then he's got to fight her, and then she's like, "Baby, why do you do
she's
that?"
She's exactly the boyfriend. Yeah. She had exactly the boyfriend she needed to have if you're going to let yourself feel free and loose at a corn concert enough to dance like
he
that.
He wanted her to do it, and he was happy to film it, and she was dancing relatively sexy, but just like it was an odd time and place to do it. Also, to be like. It's that world of like, she was like, yes, film me dance alone. Like, why does he want this video? It's of nothing. It's of his clothed girlfriend just like dancing the corn.
Because this is the happiest she's been
years. Happy.
My guess was she's new. She loves them now because he turned her on to them.
I think it went the other way.
No,
I think she was
the
bigger
fan
than him.
She's
you think
the bigger
so?
Fan. Yeah,
she was the diehard.
She was reacting like she's never seen them before, saying that.
Probably hasn't, dude. I mean, some people just never go to see certain bands. I fucking love Neil Diamond. I never go to see him.
Very rarely at a concert do you have enough space to do the type of movement.
You're not wrong.
The
about
movement
that.
Work
oh
she was
God.
Doing. She was
I'll tell you right
there
now,
were legs and
Terminal 5,
and...
she's a problem.
Yes.
Old
yes.
Roseland Ballroom, she's a problem.
Yeah.
Irving Plaza.
Problem.
They probably said they were. She was like, honey, I'm going to be really dancing for this one, so we're going to need a wide spread. So can you get us front
row?
Concourse.
Dude, she literally danced into the box ahead of her.
They let her. They let her. They're like, dance on in.
But those two dudes that were dancing, I got video of them during the Stain concert. They were the Trumpers, and they were fucking like, where we go one, we go all. Like, they were queuing on fully.
What's up, Jacob?
What's that, Jacob?
Anyone?
Hi, Jacob. What? I miss you.
What'd you
hey,
say,
Katie.
Jacob?
Hi. I said I get very annoyed with people that need you to know they feel the music more than anybody else.
Let them feel it.
I know.
Somebody at the Corey Feldman concert was that exact person.
Oh.
Yes, Jacob.
Someone heard Jacob. Ascension Millennium.
Ascension Millennium.
It was wild.
You were beautiful, Jacob. Don't listen to that.
You were beautiful. It's
you
just what you're saying
you hate, which
is weird.
You were pageantry.
You blossomed in front of all of our eyes.
I think some people put it, that was me... I mean, the music took me over. I think somebody put on an act. Some people put on an act for everyone else.
They really do.
That was me.
Jacob, you would have liked this girl. She was cool. She could have been in a Lifetime movie. You would have followed her.
We got to wrap this up hard out in 30 seconds.
Damn,
so let me say DanSoder.com.
BigJComedy.com. Go listen to the 500 podcast with Josh Adam Myers. And
you don't have to do anything for me.
Katie Nolan will work for food.
At the Bonfire SXM on all social platforms. We love you guys. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You know, I love you, Josh, but I love you more, Katie.
I love you too, Bob.
And we'll.
I love you, Christine. I love you more, Josh.
Take it back. Josh can't come over anymore.
Oh, we're having fun food.
It's cheesesteak night.
You've been listening to SiriusXM's Bonfire. New episodes every Tuesday through Friday mornings, and full shows always on SiriusXM.
Hey, this is Jeff Lewis from Radio Andy. Live and uncensored, catch me talking with my friends about my latest obsessions, relationship issues, and bodily ailments. With that kind of drama that seems to follow me, you never know what's going to happen.
You can listen to Jeff Lewis live at home or anywhere you are. Download the SiriusXM app for over 425 channels of ad-free music, sports, entertainment, and more. Subscribe now and get 3 months free. Offer details apply.
Why are smart businesses graduating to NetSuite by Oracle? Because NetSuite eliminates the expense of multiple business systems by consolidating your operations together into one. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, and HR into one platform and one source of truth. NetSuite reduces IT costs because it lives in the cloud with no hardware required, so you can access it from anywhere. You cut the cost and headaches of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. Bringing all your major business processes into one platform improves efficiency, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. You'll see how you'll profit with NetSuite too. And now, by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Just go to netsuite.com/podcast25 for more information. That's netsuite.com/podcast25.